Kakolosh Bokato, we're just going to continue with Alachot of this is of the Midot. It says also, he brings down over here that we have to be very careful with the Yisur of Lashon Hara. So here in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Ezu, that there's a difference between Lashon Hara and Rechilut. He says, what exactly is a Rechil? He says, a Rechil is someone like a peddler, that they're going from one person, to one place to another place, and he's giving over the information. He says, Ploni, Kacha, Saploni, that's what I heard, that this is what he said about you, or this is what he said, even though he says it's truth. He's destroying the world. So he says the difference between Lashon Hara and the Rechilut is he says that Lashon Hara is going to be Asur because he's saying something negative about his friend. He says Rechilut is even if it's not negative. He says he's just revealing something that the person does not want to hear, right? So therefore, that in itself is already enough. As it's written, Olech Rechil Megale Sod. So the Rechilut in itself could already cause many problems. But he says, but the fact is many times it could cause even worse. So for example, Lashon Hara, what is Lashon Hara? We know that if you're going to say something which is false, then it's not called Lashon Hara, it's called Mopsi Shem Ra. You're taking a fam, you're defaming, you're coming, you're saying a negative name about a certain person. However though, when you're going to come and you're going to say something which is going to be true, so then it's Lashon Hara. However though, if you are Rechil, what is Lo Telech Rechil? Lo Telech Rechil is, for example, I'm going to come and I'm going to say, by the way, this person went around saying about you A, B, C, even if it wasn't negative. The fact that you went and you were telling him that this person is saying this, it could be that it wasn't that negative. You went on a vacation, you went here, you went there, but the fact that he's telling you and then you're getting upset because you didn't want, whether it's people to know or you didn't want something to happen, so therefore that in itself that's called Rechilut and therefore it's going to be prohibited. So it says, "Chamur mikach lashon ra shemesper ra gnut chaverot dvarim mazikim lo." Obviously, he says that lashon ra is going to be even worse than the chilubas. He says you're saying something negative about your friend, and especially even if it's going to be, this is also included avak lashon ra. Also, so for example, if they say avak lashon ra, which means is that one of the ways is that you're going to start praising your friend. Because if you're going to start praising him in front of somebody, it could be that you're going to cause them now to say, you know what, listen, he's not such a big tzaddik. He does A, B, C, D. You understand? So therefore, that in itself is also called Havak Lashon Hara. As you're causing, right, especially you're doing it in front of the enemies, you're going to cause them to come and to say some negative things about them. And obviously, he says if it's going to be false, it's going to be Motzi Shem Ra. And therefore, it's very, very important that we should try to distance ourselves from all these things because there's a lot of problems that come out from it. It says here, it's Shakul Neged Avodah Zarah Giluy L'Shfuchut Damim. It's Dev Chas V'Shalom. We've done the three cardinal sins. It's fitting for a person that speaks this Lashon Ra to be thrown to the dogs. Right? There's Negaim, the different leprosies come upon them. And therefore, it's very, very, it's a lot more things here brought down that we should always be very, very careful about. Then it says there's another Avera, which is Shelo Lachzik B'Machloket, that we shouldn't continue being in a machloket. Shneimar lo yeh kikorach v'chadato, is brought down on the Samak. So it says it's according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. It says that somebody that's going to always be in a machloket, he's going to be over in a lav, and therefore he's doing a negative, transgressing a negative commandment, and he's going to be excommunicated. So therefore, Chachamim say that we should try to run away from any type of a machloket whatsoever. Here we're talking about that a person staying in a machloket, in a fight, instead of trying to get out of the fights that he has. So therefore he says a person should run away from the machloket like running away from the fire. And even if the machloket is Hashem Shamayim, still it says that it's certain that a person should keep quiet during the time of the argument, and then the entire world is sustained upon that person if he's going to keep quiet during the time. So therefore, again, this is just the other one, and then Melina, tomorrow we continue with the negative commandment of vengeance, of taking revenge, of Lotikon Velotitor, and the rest as well, Bezat Hashem.